Reggie Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church. There was quite a controversy kicked up yesterday when we discussed on the program that they would be demonstrating at the, I believe, the memorial service for Heath Ledger, perhaps the funeral for the actor Heath Ledger. And Margie is going to share her thoughts on why they are doing that now. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
What's going on?
Well, you want me to share thoughts about why we would come to that public platform with a message. The entire world is bowing down and worshiping that dead body, and he's the international icon for filth. What he did is he eagerly took the role of a fag cowboy, as you know, and thereby told the whole world that the so-called rugged American values are nothing but fag filth. And everybody applauded him and acted like that was oh so clever, that brooding, up-and-coming, electric personality, blah, 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 actor propped up there playing a fool as though there was no God and was no standard. Mm-hmm. Now he's been cut off.
Now,
and all the world needs to hear how those dots connect. You lift your middle finger to God, and he's going to deal with you.
You are aware, you guys are aware at the Westboro Baptist Church, it's just a movie.
Oh, you know, all you media acting like that's such a clever point, that's not a point. Of course we know it's a movie. Where do you find your mores in a society? You find them in your institutions. Your entertainment industry is one of your institutions.
Mm-hmm.
He took that role to convey a message. The message was the wrong one, and every person who encouraged or enabled or applauded it is in as much trouble as him. He's in hell now. You need to wrap your brain around that. And all those
Heath Ledger,
who enabled it, when they split hell wide open, they're going to get touched to their face by him for encouraging him in that behavior.
Now, Heath Ledger, you say, is in hell because he just played a character
that's not,
who is...
That's not the only reason, but that's what he's internationally known for.
Right.
He lived a life of sin, proud sin, for himself, never once giving thought to his duty to serve God. And that's how doomed America lives.
Now,
you think it's all about today and your pleasure. This life is vanity. It's fleeting. It's likened in the scriptures to grass that gets mowed down or burned off. It's here today, gone tomorrow.
Now, Margie,
but you never give thought to your never dying soul.
Now, Margie, often when we have you on the show, people say, hey, you know, you should ask Margie, do you ever enjoy pleasure in your life?
Well, the answer to that question, which, of course, the very asking of it illustrates my point. It's all about pleasure.
Right. Well, I mean, pleasure could be seeing your children, seeing a smile on your child's face.
Okay.
I mean, that's pleasure.
I get the question. Are you done with it?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We are flesh and blood just like you are flesh and blood.
Uh-huh.
The issue is, are you going to sow to the flesh? I'm not talking S-E-W, I'm talking S-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to sow to the Spirit? Now, that's what the Bible says. See, the problem with these discussions that we have is that you speak one language and we speak another because you never cracked the Bible.
Well,
you pretend like it's just pretend like it's just an optional advisory little bit of philosophy when, in fact, it's supposed to be the centerpiece, and the fact that you never crack it is why you're sitting there, a grown-ass man, reduced to tittering and giggling like a girl, when we're talking about eternity here.
Right. No, I understand.
So, of course, we do simple recreation events and have some downtime now and again.
Yeah.
But we attend ourselves to serving God. We strive against sin, and we sure as hell don't make it our policy to sin against God 24/7.
I will say I never saw Brokeback Mountain. I don't know if that makes you feel better or not.
Whoopsie freaking do. You'll be just as quick as anyone else to line up behind it and brag about it. What I bet more importantly you never did is picked up a picket sign saying it's wrong, or in any other fashion distanced yourself from the corrupt mass called doomed America that is hand in hand lumbering off to hell, giggling as you go.
But for someone who you know is so sure about the right thing to do and is happy with preaching it.
You could be just as sure, ma'am. You could be just as sure by one step of faith.
You just get a Bible,
open it, and read it. It's not complicated.
Is there such a thing as repentance in your Bible?
I'm no more sure about these matters than any other person.
Well, no,
who
answer
had
me, please. Is there
get
such
a Bible
thing
out
as repentance?
And read it.
In your world, in your Bible, is there repentance? Do you forgive?
Yes,
is there forgiveness?
Okay, now that's two separate questions.
Well,
now, hush a minute.
Answer them both.
Hush.
How about that one?
You need to hush a minute because
you
actually stumbled upon
please
a good bad. Question there. So hush a minute and I'll answer it. That's two separate questions.
Thank you.
There is forgiveness. There is no forgiveness without repentance. And more important, two things you need to write down and not forget about repentance. First and foremost, it is a gift from God. You don't generate it yourself.
Well,
and
yeah,
second,
yeah.
Second, second, you cannot stay in the sin and repent. You can't march up and down Main Street in fag pride parades and put forth movies lionizing your filth and then claim you've repented.
You're such a donkey.
That's the problem with this nation. You got over 2 million whores that you call preachers who are passing out little candy sticks called their version, their form.
You got to forgive
their
me.
Form of repentance. Now you two can carry on like two little geese for the next hour, and it isn't going to change the fact that there's no repentance without getting out of the sin. So every divorced and remarried adulterer in this nation cannot repent until they get out of that adulterous relationship.
Uh-huh.
Every practicing fag cannot repent till he stops being a fag. This nation isn't interested in repentance. That's a straw man.
Now, mind
you two, three, or however many of you goofies you're not interested in repentance.
I am. I have a serious question. I have a serious question. When you look at the
Bible, there's doubt in that, but go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, when you look at people like David, who sinned repeatedly and repeatedly repented, and then you look at Jonah, who repented before, you know, when he was in the whale's mouth or whatever it is, how do these people get the break, but someone like Heath Ledger doesn't get a chance to live out his life and maybe repent before he passes away, or maybe gets, you know, another 20 years before he realizes his wrong?
Right. I understand the question, and it's not a half bad one. It's a very simple.
Okay,
come on, guys. Quit with the giggling.
Yeah.
So here's the answer. You have to have evidence. It's called fruit. John the Baptist said, bring forth fruit, meet for repentance. We don't have to sit around and wonder whether Heath Ledger repented. Of course he didn't repent. He sinned right up to the day he went unconscious for the last time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Margie, when you...
And by the way, just a minute before you leave that subject, it's interesting that you confess out of your mouth that you know the story of Jonah. What did he repent of?
I believe that I might be wrong, but I believe when he was in the whale's mouth or whatever.
Well, that was the punishment.
What he repented was, didn't he say something to the effect is that I accept my punishment and I'm pretty much ready to die?
What sin was he repenting for? She wants to know.
Because he didn't believe in God, like he cast a
wrong,
away.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
What was it?
Wrong.
I apologize. Don't be mad. Enlighten me. I want to know.
Okay.
I don't want
to. Here's what he did wrong. God told him to go to the city of Nineveh and lift up a picket sign, and he didn't want to do it because he was scared of their mean faces.
Okay.
You're right.
Now that's very important for you to know that.
Margie, let me ask you this, please, because you guys are gonna go and protest at Heath Ledger's funeral, and of course I would assume that is going to be somewhat hurtful to his family. Do you
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's the only loving thing going on in this big orgy of god awful nonsense and lies. What is more loving, A or B?
Well,
telling a person who's still alive to come out of their sin and not end up in hell, or B, encourage them to keep sinning and land in hell?
Which is more loving?
Well, I understand what you think. My opinion is that if I had a family member who had died tragically and was not...
You're not answering the question.
Which is more loving?
Yeah.
I think...
Okay, let's assume all your blah, blah, self-indulgent drivel, it's a tragedy, Look, one way you could look at it is he got cut off early before he did more sinning, so he'd be in more trouble in hell. I'll give you blah blah tragedy, blah blah phony crocodile, weepy tears, blah blah. Now we're at that moment. You've been stricken by God by having your child cut off early, like the families of all these soldiers, and they're all wallowing in their tears.
Yeah.
Now, everybody in the world is talking about it. What should you say? Keep lying them off to hell, or tell them the truth? If you want your soldiers to stop dying, stop sinning. Or should you stand there like a trained seal and clap and carry on over that filthy flag that you worship?
Well, I don't believe a man playing a role in a movie is a sin. I don't know where in the Bible it says
well,
that
then,
it's a,
then you're just delusional.
Where is it a sin in the Bible?
You think propping yourself up as an international icon of one of the most filthy sins discussed in the scriptures.
Well, he didn't commit the sin. He didn't commit the sin.
Young lady,
it was a movie.
First of all, he probably did any time he felt like it.
Well,
but setting
I
that
don't,
aside,
we don't know that, unfortunately. Only God knows that.
And all the freaks he spent time with. But here's the answer to your straw man question. Again, like you give a rat's ass. I'll wait for your giggling to pass. You guys got a bad case of the giggles. Get over to Romans 1. Now, that's in the New Testament, so I don't want to hear any whining about the Old Testament.
What about do unto
others? Wait a minute. I'm answering your question.
All right.
Romans 1. The most powerful condemnation of homosexuality in the scriptures, hands down, and you get to the last verse, and it says, knowing the judgment of God, that is, on this matter of fags. Not only do they do the same, okay, that's your practicing fags.
Does Romans 1 use the word fags?
Knowing the judgment of God, that they that do such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but take pleasure in them who do it. That's what he did, and that's what this whole nation did with that tawdry, poorly produced movie.
What did the Old Testament say about that?
About fags? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Boy, it's just scary how Bible dumb you guys are.
Well, no. Tell me about the first one. Then they rewrote it. Why would there be a new one?
Nobody rewrote squat. Some little groups of scholars and lesbians got together and pretended to rewrite it. If you're stupid enough.
I'm not stupid. You're the one following two different books on who's here with?
Martin.
Okay, are you ladies done for the moment? If you're stupid enough to use a so-called version of the Bible written by scholars and lesbians in America,
you
deserve what you get. Now, here's the answer to your question. It says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, that's clear enough even for some empty heads like you. Just obey it.
Margie, if I'm correct, it's your father is the minister of your church, right?
Yes.
Okay. If he were to pass away, would it bother you at all if people were protesting at his funeral?
Hey, let me be very clear on that. If they don't create gridlock in the city of Topeka getting here, they won't be doing the right thing. There had better be thousands
nice
of people
try.
At his funeral.
Okay, all right. So, because I just feel like it's so disrespectful to somebody when someone's
well,
lost.
Well, that's because you have unscriptural lenses on life.
I do. I have unscriptural lenses.
Well, you know that.
Yes. I need scriptural context.
You have an unscriptural lens, and you're proud of it, and you mock and scoff any other notion.
No,
and you're
not
the face and voice of your generation.
That's what your whole generation has done. Margie, how many members are there in your church?
The most relevant answer to that question is
precisely
the number. I'm getting you an answer. Now, hush. Precisely the number it takes to get your attention and the attention of the whole world.
Miss God, could you tell me the number of people that are in your congregation?
Ladies, you have got very short attention span.
No, listen, you're a clown.
Rounding up 70 for today's discussion.
70, and you're delusional. You think thousands of people are going to your dad's funeral?
Hold on. Well, your question was picketing it, dummy.
Yeah.
For
no,
today's
I'm
discussion,
not a dummy. Okay.
for dis- for today's discussion, let's pretend there's only seven of us. Now, let's make sure you got the right answer. I don't care how many are inside. We have been told thousands, maybe by now tens of thousands of times by fags, patriots, Christians, Marines, big bad Marines, blah, 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 that they're going to pick his funeral.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying, if he dies, and don't count on that, Christ is probably coming back before he dies, but if he dies, if all you lying thugs out there don't execute on that promise, and if there aren't at least thousands picketing outside our church, shame on you.
I'll bet you $1 million. I'll bet you $1 million, 1,500 people don't show up at your clown church.
when your old man kicks the bucket.
I think you're wrong. I think a ton of people should show up to picket and to disrupt it.
I hope so. Promote that, ladies.
And to disrupt it and to make you guys feel
promote
the
all
pain.
That and keep that lie going. Keep the lie going that you can stand hundreds of feet away on a public sidewalk and disrupt a public funeral. Keep all that rhetoric churning, because if he dies before Christ returns, and like I say, don't bet the rent money on that, little Susie's. You better be there by the thousands.
Yes, now,
I'll tell you this much. If you're not there, the whole world's going to be talking about it, and that's good enough, because there's nothing that would give my dad greater comfort in his heart to know that after maintaining gospel truth in this apostate generation for 60-plus years, that the final thing that happened to him on this journey caused one more time this doomed, cursed world to blaspheme God, because that's what you'll do.
Now, Maji, I just said... A question. You kind of, and I don't want you, let me say my piece and then you can go. I kind of feel like you're almost being like a little bit of a hypocrite, whereas you're judging people where you're not supposed to judge people unless you be judged, and you also a little bit sound like you might be what Jesus would describe as a hypocrite, being out on the streets trying to force people into coming into the religion, where I thought that the whole point of it was let Jesus take care of it, let him judge people and their reward. Like,
and that's the same question twice.
Well, no, just let me finish. Like, they'll get their reward. Like, if Heath Ledger is truly sinful, Jesus is going to take care of him, and he's going to get his reward. His reward,
and
as
he has.
Is hell. Now you,
and he has.
Wait, Marge. Now you guys are out, and you're loud.
How's that inconsistent with us stating the fact that he has?
Because you guys are becoming famous.
We didn't.
Marge, you're becoming
hell.
Famous through the church, and you're
we didn't
infamous.
Send him to hell.
Infamous.
We did, okay. You're done with your question now. Quit filibustering. We didn't send him to hell. He's in hell. All the rest of the world is talking about is death. How is it hypocritical for us to? It just so happens the
because
rest of you are lying your asses off.
You gave me, when Jesus performed miracles, what did he say? Don't tell anybody about it. I don't want anybody to know, basically, in layman
terms.
Well,
you butchered that story something fierce, but why did he do that?
Because he didn't
Why did he speak in parables?
Because he wasn't selfish.
No, wrong, once again, wrong. He said why.
Why does Spaz speak in parables?
Why does Spaz go back and read the Bible?
You know what? Let me tell you something. A fool.
No, you got your question. Now I get my answer.
Yeah. All right.
You got your question. Now I get my answer. Right. He gave the reason, by the way, and the reason was so that those other than his disciples would remain in blindness. That's why he spoke in parables, and that's where most of the world lives. And as for your silly Johnny-come-lately, never an original thought, so-called question, I'm not judging anyone. I'm holding the standard up. And what the passages actually say is that if you are going to go out in public and hold the standard up, you'd better live by the standard also, and we do. I didn't send Heath Ledger to hell. The fact is, he's in hell. You've got all the world's leaders and superstars and models and burp, gag, fart, blah, claiming he's some kind of a hero, encouraging all the young people of the world to follow his path. Who's got an ounce of kindness to speak up and say that is not true? He is in hell, and if you live that way, you're going to land in hell. Now, if you sucker fishes don't want us talking about these things, shut your mouths up about it, get inside, and quit trying to lionize perverts to the whole world. And as for us trying to get anyone to join the religion, get over yourself. God alone controls the hearts of mankind. We're not trying to get anyone to do anything. In fact, after 18 years of being on these streets, we see you get worse and worse, and we know you're you're not changing.
Margie,
it is our duty to tell you the standard.
You are, unfortunately, our time has run out.
It's been nice talking with you, ladies. Have a good day.
You're a despicable person, in my opinion. You are a despicable woman.